next to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, America's most popular self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. Our phone number, 1-800-8-INYART, 1-800-836-9278. On tonight's show, now we're going to do an interview in the first half hour of the show, but then before that, in just a minute before that, and then in the second half hour of the show, since we'll be leaving the airwaves in some cities, Indianapolis, Rochester, and South Bend, Indiana, I want to run down a number of topics and what the biblical position should be on these issues, like, for example, welfare and trees, socialism, spanking, sexual immorality, on public schools. What should the Christian position be on whether or not we should have public schools, whether or not we should send our kids to public schools, prisons, pornography, overpopulation, origins? How about the Libertarian Party, liberals in general, lesbians and homosexuals, homeschooling? How about guns? These are some of the issues that we'll be talking about in the second half of tonight's show, and then tomorrow night, Monday night, global warming, feminism, euthanasia, evolution, the environment and environmentalism, the death penalty, pornography, animal rights, the ACLU, and abortion. So we'll be going through that list of topics in a sort of a soundbite style. But before we do that, that'll be later in the program. Some of you guys have heard about one of the sponsors that has newly come to Information Radio Network, and you hear it during some of the breaks on Bob Inyart Live. It's a company called Be Alive. Now, have you heard of this company before it started advertising on IRN? You very well may have, because they have 200 employees selling something that's called Royal Jelly. And I wanted to ask Diane Macy, a senior vice president of Be Alive. Diane, what's Royal Jelly?
Well, hey, Bob. It's great to be here. And I have to tell you, Royal Jelly, in my opinion, is one of the most incredible substances that God ever created in nature.
Wow. And you said God right off the bat.
Well, you know, he's responsible for this. We don't make Royal Jelly. He actually created it in the beehive.
Well, didn't bumblebees evolve from slime?
Well, it depends on what you believe in.
I think you were right, Diane. I think you're right that God made bees. And so, Diane, I'd like you to tell us about Be Alive, and especially this Royal Jelly. We all know what honey is from honeybees. Mm-hmm. But what's Royal Jelly?
Well, you know, Bob, I really believe that when God created the beehive, he really outdid himself. Because if you think about it, every single thing that we get from the beehive is beneficial to man. Mm. You talked about honey, which is a wonderful substance, and we know all the benefits of honey. Propolis, which is the glue that holds the beehive together, is another wonderful natural substance. So is pollen in the beehive. But the finest substance that we get from the beehive is something called royal jelly. It's actually the food of the queen bee. And whenever I say it to people, Bob, they think it's a jelly or a jam. Mm. And it's nothing like that at all. Actually, it's the food of the queen bee, and in its natural state, it looks like a white custardy substance. It's a custardy type of consistency. Mm-hmm. It's made in the glands of the worker bee, and it's fed to the queen. But the reason I think it's so incredible is it's the only food substance that I know of in nature that is literally responsible to turning a creature into a creature. For instance...
Oh, in other words, how does one bee become designated the queen bee?
Well, she's actually made... She isn't born to be the queen. Hmm. All the female baby bees in a beehive are born genetically identical. There's no differentiation which would develop into a worker bee or which into a queen bee.
Wow.
It's only determined by the food that they're fed. If the worker bees feed honey and pollen to a female baby bee, that baby bee will become another worker bee and live up to about 6 weeks. But if they take that same female baby bee, Bob, and they feed her exclusively royal jelly,
yeah,
she will develop into a queen bee and live up to about 6 years.
6 years.
Now, the only difference between the two was the food that they were fed.
And so the life expectancy increases by 52 times.
It's really incredible.
I don't know
anywhere else in nature where you can find a substance that can do that.
Well, it's really an extraordinary story, Diane. And so these 200 employees at Bee Alive.
Yes.
Now, let me guess. Is it because you're all figuring out how to get the royal jelly out of the hive?
Actually, royal jelly, it's a rare and remarkable substance. It's mm-hmm. very precious. If you look at your thumbnail, you'll see about half of a thumbnail's worth of royal jelly is in that cell that feeds that queen. Very little amount.
Oh.
It's got to be hand-harvested. It's very meticulous, but it is a substance that is so worth it. It's worth every ounce of effort that we put into it.
Mm-hmm.
Our employees don't harvest it.
No.
We package it and we bottle it.
Yeah.
But it really has to be harvested in a very meticulous way. It's quite precious.
By professionals.
Yeah, by professionals who really, really trust and value the integrity of royal jelly. You know, it's funny. In America, Bob, we are ahead in a lot of different areas, in science, in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
But the one way that we seem a little bit behind what the world is doing is in natural products. Royal jelly has been known for decades upon decades and used in Asia and Europe.
Mm.
And now, I guess it's been almost 20 years, I can't believe it, it's about 18 and a half years, that we have been trying to educate Americans on this substance because it has been changing lives. People feel more energetic, more alive, they have more energy and stamina, and they don't drag through life like they used to. So royal jelly, God really knew what he was doing when he created this substance.
Well, he sure did. Everything he made, obviously he's a brilliant genetic engineer. And so, Diane, so this royal jelly is good for the bee who's born and could become the queen bee. But how about in human beings? What evidence is there?
What we find is we have a health company and we have a lot of different products at Bee Alive. Our main product is royal jelly, and the reason is everyone who calls into our call center, most of them, complain about being run down, feeling tired, feeling sluggish. And, you know, I've learned so many things in the world of nutrition. It's really phenomenal. I don't know if you realize this, but when people go through stress in their lives, no matter what type of stress, it could be with your family, it could be a tragedy you went through, maybe your job, some jobs are very hectic. And I even think about our current environment with the terrorist situation. People watch TV, they get stressed out about it. What I don't think people realize is when your body's under stress,
mm-hmm.
and it's very difficult not to be stressed in everyday life.
You're not kidding. And stress affects our body. Diane, hold on through this break, okay?
Surely.
And we'll be right back with Bee Alive. Listener-supported radio right here with Bob and Yart Live. Hey, this is a live commercial break. And for those of you around the country and our affiliates who've supported Bob and Yart Live for 12 years now, thank you very much. I want to let you know our call-in line is also the order line. The number is 1-800-8-N-YART. That's 1-800-836-9278. And we've been talking about our monthly subscription, the monthly videos, that you could get videos we've produced right here at Bob and Yart Live for $24.95 a month. Every month we'll ship you out a video, you pop it in your VCR, you start out with Mount Moriah, the evidence for the resurrection, and then God and the death penalty, New Testament support for capital punishment. Then you get a Bible tour of Israel. Join us as we tour the Holy Land and see all the evidence that still remains there for the story of the Bible. And then get out of the matrix. That's when I got to debate an entire philosophy class and their professor on the subject of right and wrong. Does right and wrong exist? And then live from Las Vegas, where liberals galore were on the convention center floor, and we got to debate them in 3-minute debates. A lot of fun. And then morality, why God forbids sexual immorality. We've got 25 videos that you can enjoy over a year's, over 2 years worth of a subscription for $24.95 a month that includes shipping and handling. Call us at 1-800-8-NYARDS. That's 1-800-836-9278. Now, 800-8-NYARDS is the number to call to sign up for our monthly videos. The videos that you'll get. Now, this is a lot of fun because these are videos, these are our own productions here at Bob and Yurt Live, like Defending the Faith, Apologetics with Dave Spiegel, The Planets, Stars, and the Bible. What does the Bible say about the planets and the stars? And what have astronomers found out that back up statements made in the Bible? Infanticide Exposed, 3-page article in the New York Times on an argument that we should legalize the killing of babies up to 1 month after they're born. What a tragic article. Check it out. And then The Trouble with Lawyers. And then Bob Debates an Evolutionist with Dr. Eugenie Scott. And Bob Debates an ACLU Leader. Confronting an Atheist. All these videos available. Call 1-800-8-NYART. We are back, Bob and Yurt Live, and I've asked Diane Macy to join us for this next segment. So, Diane, I had asked you, you told us the fascinating story of this royal jelly and how it turns a regular worker bee into the queen bee. And then how about how it affects human beings?
Well, I was starting to say before the break that I learned something that I think is very important, and that is, you know, in our lives, we all experience a lot of stress. You almost can't get away from it today, Bob. Our lives are so hectic.
You're not
kidding. What happens is when you go through stress, and this is the thing that I learned, and I don't know if everyone knows this, it depletes your body of most of its B vitamins. Stress really depletes the body of most of its B vitamins. So what happens is you get very run down, you get very sluggish, and isn't it wonderful that when God created royal jelly, he naturally put within it trace amounts of all the B-complex vitamins, 18 to 22 amino acids, which are so important for our bodies, minerals, trace minerals, vitamins A, C, D, and E, living enzymes, all rolled into this wonderful food substance. So when we take it, it helps to build up our body nutritionally. And, you know, I was saying earlier to you that, you know, we've come so far with science, and I think our technology is so terrific in America. Mm-hmm. But what I love about royal jelly is 4%, Bob, still defies analysis. People cannot identify 4% of royal jelly the best equipment we have.
Oh, of what actually makes it up. Now, let me give out the phone number for Be Alive, and then I'm going to ask you more about that 4%. It's 1-866-321-2700. And Diane, if somebody calls this number, they could ask for more information, maybe?
Yes. I try to tell everyone, you don't have to call that number only if you want to order. We are there to talk to you. The consultants are wonderful. They all have their own testimony how royal jelly has helped them energize their lives. And you can ask any questions. You can just get information. And if you choose to order, you can do that as well. But if they do choose to order, I just want the listeners to know, please mention Bob's show.
Oh, yeah.
Because we will give them an extra 1 month supply of royal jelly absolutely free if they order a supply of royal jelly.
Wow. Thank you, Diane. I didn't know that going into this.
And I wanted to say another thing. You know, you can tell by the way I speak about this product, this is more than a product to us. It's kind of our life's work. Hmm. We believe in it. We've seen it change thousands upon thousands of people's lives. Help them with energy, stamina, vitality. So we did something that I don't think anyone else ever does, and that is we have a bottom-of-the-bottle money-back guarantee. If a person chose to order our Be Alive Royal Jelly, and at the end of their supply they say, Bob, I don't feel like Diane said. I don't feel like a new person with more energy and, you know, extends my hours in the day because I feel so darn good.
Yeah.
They can actually call our company, and we will refund the full product cost after they use the last ounce of that supply.
Bottom of the bottle money back guarantee. Hey, Diane, we've been on the air for 12 years.
Yes.
And we do that money-back guarantee on everything. When you're confident in what you're offering people.
Absolutely.
You can. Now, the phone number is 866, so it's toll-free, 321-2700. That's 1-866-321-2700. Please mention Bob's show. Now, this 4%, if I understand, like, let's say you buy a synthetic vitamin.
Yes.
A one-a-day synthetic. Then whatever's listed on the label, that's what will be in there.
Yes.
But the way God made nutrients, there's still many things we haven't identified.
Right.
And so in what ways are they good for us? We don't yet know because we don't even know what they are.
Well, I believe the 4% of royal jelly that defies analysis is God's little secret of what makes it work so well. It's probably the most incredible food substance on the earth. You know, in nutrition circles, they actually call it a superfood because it really has so many nutrients found naturally in it. So it's quite remarkable. I think if man could get his hands on it and figure out that 4%, he would try to duplicate it in a laboratory. But God keeps it as his little secret.
All right. So now, Diane, the company is so large and so successful, tens of thousands of customers. It took quite an event to get this company going. Could you tell us about Madeline Belletta and how and why she founded the company?
Absolutely. You know, Madeline is the president and founder. She's been my dear friend for over 21 years. And she was a young mom. She had two young children. And one day she woke up, wow, more tired than usual. She was just dragging and dragging and dragging, and it seemed to linger. And she just couldn't, you know, really feel herself. She started to speak to everyone about it. She tried so many different things. It went on for quite a while, and nothing seemed to help her, Bob. And it was quite discouraging, you know, because she really felt like her days, she just couldn't do what she had to do for the kids and the family. It was just really difficult. Well, one day, one of our friends at church, actually, they were in a prayer session, and someone got a word from the Lord about this substance called royal jelly. None of us knew what it was. She wrote it down in the back of her Bible, and she actually was a little embarrassed to tell the pastor that that's the word she got from the Lord. So the pastor put her on the trail of finding out what royal jelly was, and she did what you or I would do. She went to the grocery store and looked for jelly and jam. And when she realized that it wasn't jelly or jam at all, it was the food of the queen bee, we sent for it in London, England, got it from Madeline, gave it to her every day, and she really started to see herself just become revived, feel, have energy, strength to go on in the day, more vitality. And she said, my goodness, she knew what it was like not to feel well. And her goal and passion when she started Be Alive was to help other people to feel great. So it's been a real passion for us. It's a company that wasn't started to start a business. It was really started to help people feel their best. And it's been a wonderful, you said we were successful, and I thank you for that. But all the glory goes to God, because he created the bees. All we do is package this wonderful substance, and we get to see the benefit that everybody experiences from it.
Well, and Diane, I asked you that story because I had no idea what the story was, why the company started. But how about you? You're a mother of four, right?
I am. Well, I'm a mother of four, and my second child, Deirdre, is profoundly brain damaged.
Ooh.
She was born that way, and my story is quite different from Madeline's, but to me, it's quite as dramatic.
Hmm.
My daughter, Deirdre, was born, as I said, profoundly brain damaged, and she's now 28 years old, but she's only mentally about two. Well, for about 6 years of her life, from age 2 to 8, we did a therapy program with her that was very, very intense. It's called patterning. And we had 100 volunteers coming into our home, Bob, every week, 2 by 2. And they would work with me with Deirdre from 9 in the morning till 6 at night, 7 days a week. No days off, not even holidays. We worked every day with her. And I was a little tired. So what used to happen to me for those 6 years is at 3 o'clock every day, I don't even know how to explain it to people. I'd feel like I hit a wall. I couldn't go any further. I had to take a nap. I just had to close my eyes for half an hour. And it became such a routine in my life that my friends used to look at their watch. It became a joke. Oh. It's 3 o'clock, die sleeping somewhere.
Right.
So I just thought, well, you know what? That's the way God made me. And I just get tired every day at 3 o'clock, and I know that about myself, so I take a nap every day. Well, when I met Madeline, I moved from one area to another, and I met Madeline in my church. And she said to me, gee, you must try my royal jelly. I said, oh, no, I don't think I really need it. And she said, just take it for the nutritional value. So I started to take it honestly with no expectation whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Within 4 weeks. Now, this, don't forget, I was hitting that wall at 3 o'clock, getting that low for 6 years. Within 4 weeks, I was no longer tired at 3 o'clock.
Diane, what form were you taking it in? Because Be Alive has royal jelly in different, you can get it in different ways.
We do. We actually package it in several different forms because we believe it's so important for everyone to take it. So we try to meet everyone's need. We have it in a capsule form for a person who just wants the ease in taking a capsule every day.
Mm-hmm.
We have a more potent form, which is royal jelly mixed in honey. It tastes just like honey,
mm-hmm.
but it's a very potent amount of royal jelly mixed in honey. You can take a teaspoon of that a day. What I do is I combine the two. I'll take a capsule 4 days a week, and I'll take a teaspoon of the Sweet Energy royal jelly 3 days a week. So I get a combination of both, and it works beautifully for me. I can't even believe it. I know there's so many products on the radio that people talk about for energy.
Sure, right.
But I can honestly tell you, as a Christian woman working for a Christian company, this product works. If it didn't, we wouldn't be in business for all the years that we are.
When you took it your first 4 weeks, how did you start out?
I started out taking just the capsules every single day.
Oh.
And that in itself made the difference for me. Now I use the Sweet Energy as well because I just think it's a tremendous combination.
And then how about the little slender glass, little vials?
Those are called pick-me-up formula. And what's in that, it's royal jelly mixed with a liquid honey and ginseng, which is really a powerful substance as well. And you use those, they're exactly what they're named, pick-me-up formula. If you feel that you're going through a day, and let's say you have a late PTA meeting at night, or you're working late in the evening, or you know what, you just need a pick-me-up. We suggest to everyone, of course you want to take your royal jelly capsule every day, but the pick-me-ups are used for those times when you just need a boost because it's going to be a really late night. You drink a full vial down. It's only maybe a teaspoonful worth. You drink a vial down, and within 20 to 30 minutes, you just feel your energy level naturally increase.
And so we're almost out of time, but so that would be better than a Diet Coke?
Oh, my goodness. And it's healthy. It's the healthy choice.
Now,
instead of that cup of coffee or that Diet Coke.
Diane, the phone number for Be Alive is 866-321-2700. And if they mention Bob's show, Bob and Yart Live, they get an extra month supply?
When they order a 3 month supply of royal jelly, which is the way we sell it, they get an extra 1 month supply if they mention your show. And of course, everything comes with our promise of a money back guarantee.
So that's 1-866-321-2700. Diane, we have about a minute left. Would you like to add something I haven't asked you?
Well, the only thing I'd like to add is, you know, the Word teaches us that God said, my children shall perish for lack of knowledge. It's very, very important to learn in today's world how to take care of yourself naturally. You know, we live in a doctor mentality in the United States, and we try to tell everyone there is nothing wrong with going to the doctor. That's very important. Very important to take pharmaceutical drugs when you need them.
Mm-hmm.
But try to take care of yourself naturally. God gave us this wonderful gift of this beautiful body that he's given us. And he wants us to take care of it with substances he's created in nature. Royal jelly is just one of them.
Well, Diane, I have to tell you, it's an amazing story. Royal jelly. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Thank you so much.
Really appreciate Diane Macy's time with us. 866-321-2700. All right, Bob Inyard here, and we've been letting people know about, you know, I just said goodbye to Diane Macy. It was nice to chat with her. And we've been letting you guys know about our monthly videos, our monthly video subscription for $24.95 a month. Today I met with the Bob Inyard Live accountant, and he just did an audit of our books and analyzed our income. And he said, of course, what we knew, but, you know, it's good to have an outside person look at the books, see what's going on. And he said, Bob, the thing that's been keeping Bob Inyard Live going is these subscriptions, the monthly subscriptions, where people get the monthly Bible study, the monthly Best of Bob, the best eight radio shows of the month, the monthly sermons. And now we have added the monthly video. The monthly video, it's our newest subscription for $24.95 a month. You'll get one of our videos. In fact, I'm just looking it up on the internet here, monthly videos. So cool. It's just blowing my mind, really, how well the store is working and how people out there in Radio Land have just been so supportive of Bob Inyard Live. That's how we've stayed on the air for 12 years, since 1991. And these videos, we've had so many people tell us, and that's why we decided to add this monthly video. These videos are not only educational, you'll learn a lot about how to respond to different issues when the topic comes up in conversation, but they're entertaining. They're fun to watch. You know, the ones that are confrontational, it's a bit of a battle, and you get to see some of these biblical principles in action. The confrontational videos are Bob on drugs when a heroin addict called in, and Bob debates an evolutionist, Bob debates an ACLU leader confronting an atheist, the trouble with lawyers, Amy's call, Terry's call, Megan's call. Hey, it's a lot of fun, so sign up. One 800 8 NYARD. That's 1-800-836-9278. That was Diane Macy. It was enjoyable to talk with her. Be Alive is a major advertiser on the Information Radio Network. And, of course, it's advertisers and supporters who help keep the whole effort going forward. Hey, are you a liberal or a conservative? Now, we have this list of topics here that we could talk through, and you could try to figure out, well, am I a conservative or a liberal? And, well, start off with welfare. Is welfare a good idea? The topics we want to look at are welfare, trees, socialism, spanking, sexual immorality. As I go through the list, think of what is your position on these issues? Public schools, prisons, pornography, overpopulation, origins, Libertarian Party, liberals, lesbians. Well, I guess liberals, since we're talking about are you a liberal or not, I guess that's obvious. But as a Christian, what should your position be? Lesbians, homosexuals, homeschooling, guns, global warming, feminism, euthanasia, evolution. That's like origins. Environmentalism, the death penalty. Pornography, child abuse, the Bible, animal rights. How about the ACLU and abortion? Well, start off with welfare. That's when the government takes money from some people to give it to other people. Welfare. What biblical principle might be relevant there? Well, and when you look at the Ten Commandments, which are provide a foundation for a criminal justice system, one of the Ten Commandments is thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not steal, and honor your mother and your father. So if you're going to vote, say, for a Democrat or maybe even a Republican, because he's going to take money from your neighbor and use it to provide for your parents when they get older, maybe in a nursing home or just some kind of a social program, Well, then that's a big problem because God said, thou shalt not steal. And you could say, oh, well, the government's going to do the stealing for me. No, wrong, bad. The government, God has given the government a very clear role to protect us against criminals and to provide infrastructure like roads and bridges. And that's it. Those two functions, that's the only just functions of government. So welfare violates thou shalt not steal. And as a Christian, if you've ever advocated welfare, then when you've done that, you have sinned. When you speak publicly about issues that affect people's lives, if you promote a position that's destructive, that destroys people, that hurts people, you're sinning. You know, when sin is hurting others, when you hurt others, you hurt yourself, you even hurt God, you grieve God. So that's sin. And if you promote welfare, you're sinning. So that's, for example, and we're going through this list of topics to give you an overview of what we accomplish on Bob and Yurt Live. How about trees? Liberals worship trees. Not all liberals, but some liberals worship trees. A conservative Christian realizes that trees are a renewable resource. You cut down trees and you could plant more. You could grow as many of them as you'd like. Trees are a renewable resource. You see, liberals don't realize it's a top secret information that we don't normally tell them. But trees produce seeds. And when you take a seed from a tree, you can plant it and get another tree. Now, don't tell too many liberals that, because it's good for liberals to look like fools so that it's more obvious to those who are young or a bit naive that liberals are wrong. But trees are a renewable resource. And one of the goals in my life, I've got goals in different areas of my life. One of my goals is to cut down 1,000 trees in my life. That's one of my goals. So I got a long way to go, but I'm getting there. All right, so trees are a renewable resource. Hey, by the way, trees, the Bible begins with a story of these two trees. And we have a Bible study album called The Tree of the Knowledge of Good and Evil. It's really fun because the Bible talks about what happened to the tree of life. You know, that tree eventually ends up in heaven. Well, whatever happened to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Do you know that the Bible tells us what happened to that tree? It tells us not only what happened to it, but what the circumstances were. What is the legacy of that tree? Where did it end up? Under what circumstances? And does it have any influence today? Just a fascinating study, The Tree of the Knowledge of Good and Evil. Of course, you can get that from us right here at Bob and Yurt Live or at our website at kgov.com, kgov.com. Okay, so that's welfare and trees. How about socialism in general? Socialism, good, bad, what? Well, socialism is similar to welfare in that it violates thou shall not steal. Socialism is an economic system. A lot of Christians get confused between economic and political systems. They mix up democracy with the republic, with socialism and communism. And they think that communism is a political system. No, communism is an economic system, like socialism, like freedom. Capitalism is actually just freedom. And with socialism, that's where the government tells people, for example, well, socialism takes care of people, typically from cradle to grave, whereas families are supposed to take care of one another. And when the government takes care of one of your family members, the inclination, the overwhelming human tendency is to back off and let the bureaucracy take care of mom or take care of Joey. Take care of your nephew. Hey, because the government's willing to do it. So you don't have to get involved. So to the degree that you have a socialist economic system that's run by your government, To that degree, families are weakened. Because when we need one another, that's often the glue that holds families together, when you need one another. And socialism is designed to be the government's safety net so that if there's no one there to help you, you'll be okay. And as a result, the family bond gets weaker and divorce becomes epidemic. So socialism violates thou shalt not steal, and it weakens families. How about spanking? Spanking. Well, the Bible, even so many conservative leaders, a conservative talk show host, conservative politicians, are so weak on spanking, so many of them. But the Bible makes it very clear that spanking is the form of discipline that God has put his stamp of approval behind. Pardon the pun. But God has put his stamp of approval behind spanking. And that's the form of discipline that works with little kids. And then as they grow older, the hope is they would need less spanking because they've been taught to respect authority and to have a degree of self-control. And so then as they get older, you could talk with them and work with them. But especially young kids, spanking. Now, our government has a jihad against spanking. And the liberals, you know, they're like secular Taliban. The secular Taliban, where they have their own jihad going. And one of the things they're against is spanking. Another thing they're against is a cross. If you wear a cross on some kind of a government job, you wear a cross jewelry, or there's a cross on a national forest somewhere that's been standing there for 100 years, then the secular Taliban in America, they got to get rid of it. They got to censor it. They can't tolerate it. They got to cut it down, rip it off, fire the Christian. But so even though our culture is against spanking, if you don't spank your kids, well, the Bible says if you love your kids, you spank your kids. If you hate your kids, you know how many families don't spank their kids? And the kids grow up despising authority so often, not all of them, and they despise themselves. It's just so amazing. And God lays it out as clear as could be in the Bible. As clear as could be. So as a Christian, you spank your child in order to teach the child self-control, respect of authority. You know, spank kids are pleasant kids. Spank kids are happy kids. Spanked kids are leaders. All right, so far, boy, that's only four topics. Welfare, trees, socialism, and spanking. Next, sexual immorality. Bob Inyard here, 1-800-836-9278. Now, you guys who listen on KGov, you've heard the news that we've sent cancellation notices to three of our affiliates, Indianapolis, South Bend, Rochester, New York. Now, we're working on going live as of June 1st in the afternoon on the East Coast, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And there could be very even beyond what we've already announced, there may be very significant changes in store for Bob and Yurt Live in the next month or two. And, you know, we're fighting to keep this ministry going, to stay on the air, to stay on the internet, to grow Denver Bible Church, to get solid Bible teaching out there to as many people as possible, either through audio tape albums, through the plot manuscript, the 330-page overview of the whole Bible, and through our videos. And so if you're involved in one way or another, hey, thanks very much. Thank you, and you know, together we share the rewards of our outreach. If you're newer to the show, you're not quite sure, you haven't taken the plunge to find out more about, you know, Bob Inyart Live, well, let me give you an approach. If you like reading versus if you like watching videos versus if you like listening to audio tapes, right? If reading is your thing, then check out The Plot, 330-page manuscript, an overview of the whole Bible. It's my life's work, and it's $49.95, plus shipping and handling, money-back guarantee, 30-day money-back guarantee. If you like audio tape albums, you can check out The Plot, a seminar that I've done in cities all over the country. The Plot, an overview of the whole Bible. And then The Tree of the Knowledge of Good and Evil. In fact, if you like the first couple albums you order, you can sign up for a monthly album. For $34.95 a month, we'll automatically send you a new album. If videos are your thing, well, then you could start out with our best-selling videos, Mount Moriah on the Resurrection, God and the Death Penalty, Get Out of the Matrix, A Bible Tour of Israel, Live from Las Vegas, debating a whole parade of liberals, and then all the debate and confrontation videos. I think you'll like it. Welcome back, Bob Inyart Live, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. So these topics that over time we cover on Bob Inyart Live, like welfare, trees, socialism, spanking, you know, what should Christians understand on these issues that today are controversial? They shouldn't be, but they are. Sexual immorality is wrong. It's destructive. God made us. He knows how we function properly, and he made us to experience sex only within marriage. Outside of marriage, it spreads disease. Women become pregnant and bring children into the world outside of the safety of a committed marriage. It destroys people's self-esteem, self-respect, especially women. It undermines a man's ability to finally stay in a committed relationship. So sex within marriage only. Then public schools are wrong. God never said that the government should raise or educate children. It's not the job of the government. The job of the government is to protect us from crime and to provide infrastructure like roads and bridges. Public schools, well, for one, our public schools in America are godless. But even, you know, some misguided conservative Christians point back to the time when the public schools taught Bible studies. Big mistake. Public schools should not have prayer in the public schools. They should not have Bibles. They shouldn't teach creation. They should be closed down. God did not give the government the responsibility to raise and educate children. Whenever the government takes, usurps responsibility, whatever it takes, to that extent, families relinquish that responsibility. So our society laments that parents are not involved in their kids' education. They cannot be, as a general rule, because of human tendencies. When the government is providing education to our kids, that means parents will not. And the norm will be uninvolved parents in their kids' education. That will be the norm. Prisons. Prisons are a big mistake. In the Bible, God laid out three forms of punishment for criminals: corporal punishment, like flogging; capital punishment, execution; and restitution, where you pay back a financial repayment to the victim. That's it. No imprisonment. Yeah, you don't become a prisoner. You don't become an inmate. You're only held in custody during a serious trial of a serious crime. Otherwise, there's no prison sentence as a punishment. Prisons are a big mistake. You put all the worst people together, and what happens? They get better? No, they get worse. And then pornography. What should the Christian view on pornography be? Pornography should be against the law. It should be criminal. Christian ministries, national Christian ministries, are scared to death just to say that pornography should be criminal. They don't want to look like they're out of step with you know, our modern age. They want to look like they're in touch. And so they're perfectly happy to have pornography be legal. Even morality in media. Bob Peters, the president of Morality and Media, the largest Christian group against pornography, even he on this show has said that, well, pornography should be legal. It's unbelievable. It should be against the law to sexually exploit women. Newsflash to Christian leaders out there. It should be against the law to sexually exploit women. But Christian leaders are afraid of being stigmatized as being extremists. You know, Paul says that I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So Christian leaders, you know, they don't want to look backwards by saying we should criminalize pornography. Besides, it's just a sin problem. Oh, then why don't we legalize murder and rape? It's just a sin problem. You know, Christians are guilty of the most absurd and foolish thinking. It's very frustrating. Overpopulation. There is none. The earth is still underpopulated. And as a general rule, the countries that have a higher population density have a much higher standard of living. And the lowest population density countries in the world have the worst standard of living, as a general rule, and that applies to over 100 countries in the world. Origins. Did we evolve by chance? Did we evolve at all? Or were we specially created by God? We were created by God. How about the caterpillar that goes into a metamorphosis and comes out a butterfly? How does that evolve? You know, the caterpillar, it ends up spinning a cocoon. It's in the cocoon, and all its internal organs become, they all dissolve, and they become like a sludge inside. And then they start to reform into the organs of a butterfly. How do you evolve that? How do you evolve that, Mr. Evolutionist, and all the while remain a viable organism? How do you evolve going from a caterpillar to a butterfly? You know, to be an evolutionist, there's one requirement. You have to be a moron. That's the requirement to be an evolutionist. And Christians should be unabashedly creationist and reject evolution and teach the world how foolish and ignorant evolution is. The Libertarian Party, it's evil. Did you know that? Yeah, some Christians, for whatever goofy reason, think that, well, the Libertarian Party is pretty good. Now, the Libertarian Party, they want to legalize abortion, legalize euthanasia, that's the killing of sick, unloved old people, legalize homosexuality, legalize pornography, legalize drugs, legalize suicide, legalize prostitution. That's the Libertarian Party. It's immoral. It's destructive. Liberals in general oppose absolutes. That's what makes somebody a liberal. They're against absolutes. And a better term for them is left-wingers. Left-wingers. And we are right-wingers because we are right. We serve a right-wing God who is righteous. And right means correct. And left means wrong and sinister. Then, of course, lesbians and homosexuals are perverse, and it's wrong to be a lesbian, to be a homosexual. It's wrong, and you need to repent. Homeschooling is the best form of education. Homeschooling is the best. Guns, are an important right to defend yourself against criminals. That's what guns are primarily for. Hunting and sharpshooting, those are hobbies. Some few people hunt for a living, but guns are mostly for killing criminals who are threatening you, your family, loved ones, neighbors. That's what guns are for. And tyrannical governments, from the Taliban through the Nazis, have taken the guns away from people. Global warming. There was greater climate change in the hundreds, in the centuries and millennia before the Industrial Revolution than anything we've seen in the last 30 years. So don't sweat global warming. God said, as long as the sun remains, there will be spring and summer, fall and winter. So don't sweat it. Global warming. Feminism. Feminism is where women teach young girls that unless they act like men, they're worthless. Feminism is destructive. Women need to find their glory in being women. And what does it mean to be a wife and a mother? You know, feminists despise femininity. It's typical, right? They're also, the biggest thing about a feminist is they're pro-abortion. Feminism is the right of mothers and children, the rights of mothers to kill their children. That's what feminism is. Euthanasia is the killing mostly of sick, unwanted, older people. That's mostly what it is. Unloved, unwanted, people who are afraid to tell their kids that they really want to live and they want to be cared for. They're afraid to say that because they think their kids will reject them. So that's why euthanasia has become popular, because the families have broken down. And evolution, we talked about that under Origins. Evolution, the one requirement to be an evolutionist is you have to be a moron. The environment has been getting cleaner. And the wealthier a country gets, the more advanced it gets, the more prosperous it is, the cleaner the environment it lives in. And it's the communist nations that have been the real polluters of the world in their own backyards. And as prosperity increases, well-off people want to live in nice environments. So the wealthier a neighborhood, a county, a state, a country, the cleaner the country. Liberals can't figure that out because they're too stupid. Okay, the death penalty. God promised the death penalty, a swift death penalty, would end a crime epidemic. All right, hey, we're about out of time. We're going to end the show pretty soon. Am I going to get through this list? Communism violates thou shall not steal. Why in the book of Acts did they start communism? I hope you can answer that question squarely, because they did. They held all things in common. They sold their land and their homes and put everything in common, the early Christians. Why did they do that, since the history of the Bible is against communism? If you can't answer that question, you need to read the plot, our manuscript, The Overview of the Whole Bible, or get our plot audio album, one or the other. Then you'll be able to answer that question strongly. The Bible's the word of God. Animal rights? Yeah, animals have the right to be hunted, killed, cooked, and eaten. The ACLU stands for Antichrist Legions of the Underworld, or All Criminals Love Us. And abortion is the murder of innocent children. See, if a rapist impregnates a woman, the liberal will want to kill the baby and love and understand the rapist. The Christian conservative will want to kill the rapist and love the baby. This is Bob Inyart reminding you to do right and risk the consequences.